You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Very first line she includes is, please don't use my name. So I think we'll call her Brandy.
Okay.
We shall call her Brandy, and I better make a note of that. I don't want to accidentally slip and say her name. So here's the note that we got from her. She writes, last weekend, my husband was cleaning out the garage when he came across a greeting card that had somehow slipped under the garage fridge. It turned out to be a birthday card from someone I briefly had a fling with 7 years ago. It was pretty clear from what the man wrote in the card that we were more than friends. She writes, I remember losing the card and not knowing where it was. I'd hoped it had just gotten thrown away, so I soon forgot about it. Apparently, it accidentally fell on the floor and ended up under the fridge. It sat there all these years. She says, the thing is, the fling didn't last more than 4 months, and it was 7 years ago. I've been faithful and very happy ever since. It was my one indiscretion, and I've always felt horrible about it. Now my husband is devastated, and I'm trying to let him know it was a long time ago, and it meant nothing. But he says the fact it was 7 years ago isn't important. To him, it's as if it just happened a week ago. I'm hoping we can survive this, but I have to ask, isn't the fact that I made a mistake but have spent the last 7 years being the best wife I can be enough to help him forgive me? No name, please.
Cheating Brandy. All right.
That's an interesting question.
It is.
You know, if she's in the midst of an affair and her husband discovers it, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's one thing. So this is something, he finds evidence of something that happened years and years ago.
Yeah.
Is it easier as a spouse to get over that rather than stumbling across something that is currently going on?
I guess it would be hard because, yeah, you didn't know that this happened 7 years ago. But then she says, oh, no, no, it was one time. You know, I promise. How do you believe that? How do you believe it?
Yeah, that'd be true with any. That would be true with any indiscretion and any, infidelity, right? How would you know? Because you could catch them doing it now and forgive them. But then how would you know if down the road?
Yep. So I guess my thing would be like,
well, that'll always be a part of it.
It happened once. Now I'm just finding out. But I mean, how many other times did this happen? And I would have a hard time believing her if she said, no, this was the only one. It would always be in the back of my head. Like, really?
Let me put you on the spot.
Are you lying?
Let me put you on the spot. Because you and Nicole have been together 20 years. If you found something from her that showed she was in unfaithful to you 7 years ago,
I wouldn't be happy about it.
I'd be heartbroken. Forgive her?
I'd be heartbroken. I'd be very sad.
Would you forgive her?
Gosh, I don't know. It depends on how long it lasted, what went on, who it was with. I mean, there's so
seven
many
years
factors,
ago, four so months.
I'm so smitten that I think I would definitely try to, you know, work through this. I would.
Some people would not, which is interesting. We want to know what you think about Brandy's note. Her question is, she says, isn't the fact that I made a mistake, but have spent the last 7 years being the best wife I can be enough to help him forgive me? I think what she might be saying, if I'm trying to read between the lines here, is he shouldn't be as upset because it was a long time ago. Is that true?
How's she been a great wife? I don't... But
I'm wondering
involve?
If it's one of the, that's a good question.
Great
and I'm wondering
gifts.
If it's because like that lasted 4 months and she was like, oh my God, I was this close to jeopardizing something that's really good. Mm-hmm. I won't ever make that mistake again. I'm going to redouble my efforts, blah, blah, blah. I'm wondering if that's what went on. Megan, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think the thing that Brandy needs to realizes that to her it was 7 years ago, but to her husband, if he just now found out about it, it is right mm-hmm. now fresh and in the moment. And right. So I think she's got to approach it from that perspective.
Right.
That's a good point, that this is new for him now.
Right.
So he's
yep.
going to be pouring the emotions out.
Yep. So it's old news for her.
Right.
And then, like you guys have said, how, you know, then the trust factor comes in of,
how can you believe anything she says at this point?
7 years.
How can you believe anything she says? How can you believe anything she says at this point?
I mean, I think it depends what the relationship was to begin with, you know, and Yeah.
She could have got an STD, and she's been hiding this for 7 years, you know?
Well, he would know about that after 7 years.
Some of that stuff lays dormant.
Thank you for that call. We really appreciate you very much. Here's Bridget. Bridget, what do you think?
There is no way that he is ever going to be able to trust her again. It doesn't matter how long ago it was. No way.
I think he should leave her.
Absolutely.
Yep, time to move
on. But wait
on.
A minute, because Jeremy, I asked you, put you in this position, and you said you would have forgiven him.
Yeah, I would, but this, Brandy, husband needs to leave.
So Nicole can do it. It's okay.
Yeah,
because
I love
cannot.
Nicole. I love my nickname.
Okay. Bridget, thank you for that call. Let's try Lena again, see if we got her in a better spot. Hi, Lena. What do you want to say about this?
Hey, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I was just going to say that I don't really think it matters when it happened, because at the end of the day, she's the only person who knows that it happened 7 years ago. He is just finding out, and the fact that she wasn't the one to tell him, he's always going to have questions about it, whether it actually was 7 years ago. And I think the fact that, not to be too hard on this person, because I know this sucks, but I think the fact that she's writing to a radio station to soothe her guilt about it also isn't really fair. Like, if you're going to take accountability for what you did, you also have to give that person the space to feel how they feel.
That's good.
That's true.
That's true.
I'm going to stop short of saying she's writing to us to kind of assuage her guilt. I think she's curious what other people would think about a current affair versus an old affair. And I think that's legit. Lena, thank you for that great call. That was very well said. Here comes Brittany. Brittany, what do you think about it?
I think it sounds like that maybe she had remorse over the last 7 years. And then that maybe she was making up for it. And to tell somebody that you had cheated on them, not only did you cheat on them, then you got to break their heart again and tell them. So that's a hard thing to do. And I really feel it shows more of insecurity issues within her. And maybe that's something that they have to work through. Relationships are not easy, but I think if you love somebody and you see these aspects in them and you're willing to work through them, you should.
I don't disagree with that at all. You know, there's the interesting thing about, because a bunch of people have been texting in like, oh, well, she didn't tell him. And we've covered this before on our show. I happen to be in the camp. And let's just take some things. Let's say that it was one time, 4 months, 7 years ago, and has never happened since. I am in the camp, and I know people want me to just burn in hell for saying this. I'm in the camp that you don't rush and tell them about it and you don't ruin their life if you've got your act together and you stop doing that stuff, because it makes you feel better because you got it off your chest and now you have just devastated them. So I understand the whole thing about people want to be honest about everything, but there is an argument to be made. Why would you ruin his life for the rest of his life if you're never going to do this again? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
It's almost selfish in a way. It's like you've already been unfaithful. Brittany, thank you for that great call. You've already been unfaithful. Now you're going to be selfish. Mm-hmm. Like, well, this makes me feel better. Oh, it made you feel like crap? Well, too bad, because at least I feel better now. I mean, there's an argument. I mean, people can talk me out of that if they want. I'm not, like, going to die on that hill, but I think it's a legit thought. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, there's two levels here. One, she had the indiscretion. She was unfaithful and cheated once, but she's been hiding this for 7 years. So how do you forgive that?
But that's what the whole speech that I just gave is about that. I think she hid it because she was like, I'm not going to do this again, so why do I want to devastate
him? It was just a mistake. It was a slip-up, so she's like, why ruin my husband's life?
Like,
but now
for
that
instance,
she got caught, he's still got to forgive that 7 years as well.
Now it just makes it.
That is true.
It's the question if it makes it harder now that it's 7 years later, or if she just had come clean 7 years ago.
Makes it impossible for me.
So you would move on?
Look, and I'm going to say, look, there are people that say that, absolutely. Not everybody is that way, though. There are plenty of people in relationships that if they find out that the other person was unfaithful, it's horrible. And it's a rocky road, but they work their way through it. Some people are like, nope, I'm never going to work through it. And that's fine. Rick, thanks for calling.
All right, Rick.
He stopped talking.
All right.
So I think we got time for, if we take line one, Josh is checking, we have time for one more. I find all of this really fascinating. Like, for instance, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Gretchen and I have been married for almost 6 years. If another 10 years goes by, let's say we've been married 15, 16 years, and I find out that she had a fling, say, at the five-year mark, and it's been another 10 years. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, I wouldn't want to know about it.
Sure.
I would rather just not know.
Sure.
It's like, I personally, it's like, hey, if she did it one time and it was an indiscretion and I didn't find out, it sucks, it's horrible, but
you'd
I would rather not know.
Yeah, you would never know.
I would rather be happy, mm-hmm. you know, than just automatically be sad about that.
Right.
But, yep. you know, people are different. Some people are like, oh, I need to know every little thing. Well, if it makes you miserable.
Yeah, you just have that pit in your stomach like all the time now when you see him.
Yeah. Are we going to try to take one more?
I don't know. It's been a long conversation in there.
We'll take this one. Hi, good morning. What's your name?
What's up? It's Hector.
Hey, Hector.
Oh, it's Hector again. Hector, what do you think?
Hey, man, once a cheater, always a cheater. He needs to kick her to the curb.
There's that. I was waiting for somebody to say that saying.
All right, Hector.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Okay. I disagree with that.
Yeah, that's not the case. Yeah.
I disagree with that.
I think if you're on the other end of that, you just have a hard time trusting them from here on out. That would be my thing. The trust
I get that.
Factor.
Dude, I get it. Maybe one of those reasons why you don't want to find out.
Yeah, could be. So, there's your little lesson today. If you're having an affair, just don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
There's your takeaway.
I read a stat a couple of years ago that said the infidelity rate among marriages in America is about 50%.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true or not. That's just what I read. And the whole thing is, how do you know? Because you're asking people to be honest when they've had, like, if they sat you down in an interview for a survey and said, Jeremy Padgett, have you ever been unfaithful?
You're going to say no.
Even if you had, you might say no.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if the survey is saying it's close to 50%, I got to believe it is 50%. And if that is the case, then half of all marriages in America, according to Hector, should end immediately.
I guess we're all fooling around, huh?
I don't know. It's
crazy. It makes you want to look at your bubble, like your current bubble, and be like, try to pick out who you think's cheating.
Well, there you go. So if you hang, like, you hang out with, let's say, four other couples.
Yeah. Who's getting freaky with somebody else?
According to the stats, well, and you know what? It could be one person from each of those couples. That would still be 50%.
It would be, yeah. That's a fun game next time you're getting together with everybody.
Yeah. And, you know, just to make the record clear, I'm not saying I know what's right here. I'm just giving some thoughts. It's just food for thought, and you're free to disagree without being angry. That's the key on our show. You can disagree without being angry.
And why didn't Brandy get rid of that birthday card?
Oh, she said that, you know, that it must have fallen.
It hit the floor and did the slide.
And she was like, yeah. She's like, where did it go?
Wow. Can you imagine her looking around for like a good 2 weeks for that card?
Oh, my God. Where did it go? That's what I imagine.
Where did it go?
She's probably scouring the car, her, you know, her bag, her everything. And it's under the flipping fridge in the garage.
Sitting there getting dusty. Just waiting to pounce.
Anyway, I appreciate all of the calls, and the text messages are pouring in. There's a lot of very self-righteous people. I just say that. I'll get more people pissed at me. Some people are very self-righteous about this. It's like, I would never condemn somebody to, like, hellfire for making a mistake.